This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Spanky very much.
All of a sudden, the state reveals its repressive side, the one which is more or less diluted in daily life to a greater or lesser extent. But now, it has to make a show of strength. And to do so, it sends in the police force with all kinds of gears and contraptions you didn't know existed. Fine. For the demonstrator, the state appears like a vision, like the Virgin Mary at Fatima.
It's the end of the world as we know it, I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, the show where solidarity means tabarnak. I'm your host, Stimulator, and if I can get real with y'all for a sec, I fucking love springtime in Montreal. The fucking birds are chirping, little green buds are starting to appear on the trees, you can hit up the Depp and go have a liquid brunch in the park, even all the waterlogged dog turds left over from the fucking winter are starting to dry out. Oh yeah. And every few years, thousands of students decide, en masse, to go on strike and fight the fucking cops.
Go!
Yep, in case you hadn't heard, shit's back on in the land of poutine, where thousands of striking CJEP and university students have teamed up with a broader radical coalition of peeps pissed off by rampant sexism, environmentally destructive pipelines, the ongoing colonization and theft of indigenous territories, and the bitter fucking effects of neoliberal austerity.
Austerity is a whole set of programs and policies, especially in the aftermath of the financial crisis, but generally linked to neoliberalism, which is about cutting back, which is about underfunding social services. It's about basically implementing an agenda that prevents funding the things that matter in life, like education or healthcare and the rest.
Because women occupy so strongly the public sector, and because of the way that austerity specifically affects the public sector, women will be disproportionately negatively affected by austerity measures taken by the government.
It's an entire social critique on the way capitalism is operating right now, and you know, it's affecting the environment, it's affecting education, and it's affecting society at large.
My last paycheck bounced! My children need wine!
Sustained anti-capitalist and anti-colonial organizing has been going on for months, and it got a boost on March 23rd, when 62,000 students voted to join the fray. The next evening saw the first night demo in Montreal in a long fucking time, and shit got rowdy. With the motherfucking resistance taking the opportunity to smash up the windows of a CIBC bank and several cars belonging to Montreal Swinist. Those goose-stepping motherfuckers in the SPV fucking M. The next day in Quebec City, militants squared off with the fuzz outside the National Assembly to protest government austerity. After a scuffle broke out, a trigger-happy riot pig shot 18-year-old CJEP student Naomi Trudeau-Tremblay point-blank in the face with a fucking tear gas canister. Even though she amazingly sustained minor injuries, the incident served as a vivid reminder of the 2012 student uprising, when several protesters were critically wounded by pigs wielding so-called non-lethal crowd control weapons, including flashbang grenades and rubber fucking bullets. Over the following 2 weeks, shit has continued to escalate, with more combative night demos, thousands of more students joining the strike, and rallies, blockades, and class disruptions taking place at CJEP, de Vieux-Montréal, UQAM, and the universities of Concordia and McGill.
Des pavillons de l'Université du Québec à Montréal qui ont voté pour une occupation.
There have also been a number of creative manufactures or small targeted direct actions called by other parts of the Printout 2015 coalition. Participants have used these tactics to draw attention to Canada's ecologically destructive extractive industries, call for justice for 9 UQAM students currently facing the threat of expulsion for political organizing, and to thwart an attempt by a small crew of racist dipshits to hold an anti-Muslim Pegida rally in Montreal. To top things off, April 2nd saw the largest fucking demonstration to date, with 75,000 peeps taking part and snaking around the city streets and keeping the popo busy well into the night. With things building up to a massive social strike on May Day, it looks like the pigs in Montreal, who only weeks ago were talking about hitting the picket lines themselves, will be doing no such fucking thing. In fact, the way things are going, they might want to think about canceling their summer vacation plans.
In Quebec, we never had a real revolution, and they're teaching us how to fight right now. And we remember 2012, we will remember 2015, and every time we just learn how to front them up better. And we're getting better at this, and we can reinvent our strategies much faster than them.
L'heure est impure, les règles n'existent plus. La foule a compris et ça n'hésite plus. Le bien ou le mal, mais là c'est pas le bien qui triomphe. L'instinct a fait un triomphe et un cri en fausse. Si l'émeute s'étend, c'est rien, et si c'est inquiétant, ça va pas bien loin. Si tout est fermé, les rues et les voitures enflammées. Et ta citoyenneté, on en a rien à glander. Les gens des halls me comprennent, c'est leur hall que j'aime. Y'a trop de haine qui coule dans mes veines. Un peuple héroïque face à un pouvoir égoïste. Un coup de gueule des sous-classes de la République. C'est un champ de bataille sur les Champs-Élysées. Le diable vient pisser sur la rue de la paix. On lâche pas le contrôle, c'est rien sur la lisière de l'émeute. Subit la haine de la meute. C'est rien, ça va pas bien loin.
In 2012, a massive fucking mobilization took place in so-called Quebec. A student strike in response to a tuition hike brought hundreds of thousands of peeps to the streets of Montreal. Rioting, sabotage, and attacks on police became normalized. Cops were taking leave because they couldn't handle the relentless energy of the students, and they were running out of cash to boot. But the strike was thwarted by electoral promises, and the years that followed, the Montreal Popo repressed the fuck out of any attempt to revive the rebellious spirit of 2012. But this year, a shadowy student group called Printemps 2015, or Spring 2015, called for a strike against government cuts and the fossil fuel industry. And for the past 3 weeks, the streets of Montreal have once again been filled by students, and the smell of revolt is in the air. Their symbol is the motherfucking wolf. Find out a bit more about just what the fuck is going on, I caught up with Fanny and Brice, two members of the radical coalition Printemps 2015. Hey y'all, how the fuck are you?
pretty fucking good.
Yeah, I'm good too. I'm happy there's a lot of people in the street. It's exhaustive. It's exhausting, sorry, but it's good. It's looking good.
So, who the fuck is Printemps 2015?
I think what is important to understand is that the Comité Printemps 2015, which basically is the Spring 2015 committees, are meant to be a mobilizing platform, allowing people from different sectors of the society basically to get together and work in solidarity to fight the government austerity measures and petroleum economy in Quebec. So it was designed in a way that you could make a committee in your workplace, on your campuses, in your local areas. So basically everybody could get involved on this platform and start forming solidarity bonds to have a big common movement.
Since late last year, posters showing packs of wolves have been seen all over Montreal. Why did you pick the wolf as the symbol of the strike?
It was kind of a really random thing. Somebody somewhere used a wolf on the first poster that was inviting us to the first meeting of Comité Printemps 2015, and it just kind of really worked. People had a buzz about it immediately, and there's a bunch of metaphors that can be included with the wolf, and people really just reappropriated that image. And it kind of went along with our underneath idea of a savage strike, which is a word that's been going around in the committees since the beginning, meaning there's a need to go around the structures and organize on an autonomous basis and to just do it with personal initiative and go at it with full roar.
And what is the goal of the strike?
What we're looking to build is a wide-ranging social movement involving different sectors of the society. So we want workers on board, we want students on board, we want the unemployed, we want feminist movements. So basically everybody that's being attacked viciously by the government austerity measures, indigenous communities, environmental groups, which are have been fighting for years now against the petroleum economy.
The strike of 2012 focused on an issue that only affected students, the tuition increase. This time around, the mandate of the strike is against austerity and fossil fuels, things that affect society at large. Can you talk about how this came about?
One of the major things that came out of 2012 is this more common idea of a general strike. We realized that by criticizing the tuition fees, we were kind of missing the bottom, more profound point, and that is the privatization of our common property, of our collective property, and our services in general. So, you know, the tuition fee hike was an austerity measure in itself, and now we're just facing 3 years later with the government that's 10 times worse than what the previous one was offering us. So I think what sprung from 2012 is this collective feeling of strength and the idea that we're able, as a common social group, to form a political identity and oppose a government that's oppressing us.
The last strike was led by Asse. Why did you choose to organize independently from them?
Well, I think it's important to understand, first of all, that ASSE is a strictly student-focused group. So it's Association pour une solidarité syndicale étudiante. They focus on student issues. The idea between Printemps 2015, like I said, was to build a common social front, so to include workers and other groups that are fighting the austerity measures. So that's one reason. Also, one reason that brought us here is that we noticed it's the same thing in the union environments, is that these bureaucratic structures are often actually a break to people that want to mobilize, that want to organize. So what we decided to do was to organize outside of traditional structures to give also people this sense of empowerment that they're taking the struggle into their own hands and that they are able to bring it to a conclusion without being told what to do by a higher entity, basically.
Recently, it was revealed that the ASSE Executive Committee would like for the strike to end now and resume in the fall when there's a possibility of other unions to strike. Y'all didn't like that very much. What the fuck?
It's not really traditional or really ordinary of the ASSE to work from a top to bottom structure. It's usually the basis that mobilizes and tell the executive where they want to go. And the letter that we saw asking people to go back to class was exactly the opposite of that. So I think it really made people angry, because the strike didn't start from the executive of the ASSE, it started from the bottom. It's a grassroots movement that's really taking a lot of place right now, and it's spreading a lot faster, I think, than what the ASSE or anybody else thought it would. But it's definitely way too fast to tell people to go back to class while there's a huge movement raging outside in the streets.
What would you consider would be a victory for the strike?
What's important to understand here is we're not trying to win a specific measure. We want a combative front that's ready to last in the long term with different sectors of society. That is what we want. So the victory for us is to build these solidarity bonds between groups, is to build this community sense, is to empower the people to take their political future into their own hands and be able to not to be dependent on government or traditional union structures and so on. Basically, a total new vision of society that's not as obsessed with profit, but that puts people first, community first, and solidarity first.
Thanks, y'all. And that's it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine. Big ups to the slaves who donated their hard-earned cash to support rebel media in these hard times of austerity. So, merci beaucoup to Julia, Audrey, Alexandra, Breton, Renzo, Thomas, Ikeys Films, Tea Mistress, Timo, Azad, Jera, Oliver, Justina, Lydia, Catherine, Kirk, Franco, and Michael. Ore de Chris. Also, I'd like to welcome the newest members of the Ta Conspiracy, Alex, Anonymous, and Anonymous. Kabanasuk. I also want to let you motherfuckers know that Submedia TV will be presenting films at the Bay Area Anarchist Book Fair and at Quilombo in Oakland, as well as in Portland late this April with Alas and Savage Fam. For deets on those shows, to subscribe to this show as a podcast, and for a playlist of the music I played on this show, can I say show one more time? Just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. Au revoir, camarades!